It's a really, it's a mixed bag of lots of different symptoms. And it's also a really mixed bag of emotions. And it's also another really big mixed bag of the unknown, I think it's probably a really good way to explain it. The Delta strain seems to be more abdominal for some reason. So I don't think I would have necessarily picked it up if I hadn't have been in the cluster and everything going on. My first day of symptoms, I don't think I would have been tested. I think it would only been, trying to think it out, my third day of symptoms when I started to get the chills and the abdominal pains and the really, like, just really unwell, would I have probably tweaked it might have been COVID. So I think at the moment all the public health talks about a fever, it talks about, you know, a cough, a sore throat, but I don't think necessarily it's talking much about abdominal pain or what would normally look like a gastro. So I think that's an interesting part of Delta. And I think particularly with the children as well, that seems to also be one of the first symptoms that's coming through for the kids. And that's also when I knew I was positive. The fourth day, which is our first day in hospital, I got really unwell. So I had, I didn't have a temp, but I had sweats. I had extreme abdominal pain. I had extreme back pain. I had extreme migraine. And that lasted a good day or two. Then I had an okay day and I thought I was going okay. And then I had 3 days of more migraines, more fevers, more abdominal pain. And that was all pretty horrendous. I've only turned a corner, I think, today. I still had a fever last night. I'm day 10 today. And I've still got sinus pain, migraine pain. I've still got a really bad cough. So I'm considered moderate symptoms and it's the sickest I've ever been. I say when you get a phone call about your 8-year-old being positive to the virus, your world turns upside down. I have obviously experienced all the symptoms and I know too well it's absolutely real. And I think for me, I want to make sure that we've got a message out there that everyone understands the beast and what the potential harm it can do. I think I was naive and jumped on the little bandwagon of Pfizer and not AstraZeneca. So I did go onto the website and I did register myself for when I could. So I'm under 40. So I did the questionnaire and I didn't opt out and I regret that. And now my thought process is just go and get any kind of vaccine you can. It is such a small risk. So I'm encouraging anyone to go and get any vaccine possible.